Now, the Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services Family Support Group parents have written an open letter to all in government, the HSE and the State Claims Agency and the public to outline their frustration at how the redress scheme is being organised and arranged, and also the supports they say they are not getting to deal with the fallout from how their children were treated throughout the service. You're going to hear it here, voiced by Radio Kerry's Mary Gallagher.
To whom it may concern, we are the parents of the children who've been exposed to the most appalling treatment imaginable by our health service. It truly saddens us that we have to take all these steps to ensure both our children and us have a voice. However, we feel nobody is listening. Nobody has put themselves in our shoes for a minute. We hope no parents have had to watch their children suffer a similar fate. We have had to watch our children completely change, both mentally and physically, for the worse. We endured this because we thought it was the right course throughout these turbulent seas. Alas, there was no course. There was no destination. There was only a storm. A storm that still rages on and will continue to do so. The damage cannot be fixed. We speak on behalf of the most vulnerable children in the country. We also speak on behalf of ourselves. We are all parents. Parents who've been categorically informed that their poor, vulnerable kids have been horrendously let down in their time of need. Not only have our children not been provided with the opportunity to get better, but they have also fundamentally been denied any chance of improvement. The actions of the HSE have set the wheels in motion. These wheels will keep turning in the wrong direction. Our children will never get these formative years back. One day is enough. However, we all know that it didn't happen in a day. It happened over 1,000 days. 1,000 days of the most disgraceful neglect. What is of most importance at this very moment is that the children or adults affected by the CAM scandal receive the assistance they need. The children and families affected need help with therapies, professional reports and more. Some families need help providing food and a home for their children. We feel the government, the HSE, the State Claims Agency are taking advantage of our circumstances with the hopes the families will not go to the High Court. Many, if not all, do not have the resources, energy and good mental health to proceed to the High Court. This is caused by the HSE CAM scandal. By not allowing family members to be included is denying the right to compensation. Many cannot face the additional trauma that will be inflicted by the defence when appearing in the High Court. Understand that in many of the cases, family income has been drastically negatively impacted. The violence, aggression and suicidal threats caused by the children being over-medicated and abused by CAMS required one or both parents or guardians to be home when the child was home. In some cases, this is still necessary. No one knows what the long-term prognosis is for these children. We assumed our children were getting the correct treatment. Now, after the damage has been done, they have an even bigger mountain to climb. This mountain grows taller every day they don't receive support they need. It gets deeper again because they don't have the support of their siblings. So much damage has been done to these beautiful relationships because of the inappropriate medication that was prescribed. Brothers, sisters and parents exposed to the most horrendous side effects that cannot and will not be forgotten. Relationships that can't be fixed. Trust is non-existent on every front. Every day the trust diminishes even further. Affected families are forced to use the service still. Surely there must be a better way. It's paramount that clarity surrounding the compensation scheme is provided to all affected children and families. The families and solicitors were told this entire process would be non-adversarial. It's been anything but, and the families have received nothing as of yet. Originally the scheme was for the families. Why is it changed to exclude family members? Understand that many cannot go to the High Court for many reasons, but clearly have a right to compensation. Please allow family members into the compensation scheme. Clarity around the compensation scheme needs to be immediate. Timelines need to be defined and explained. All changes need to be explained. The reason for the delay in initial compensation needs to be explained. Teams of people have been put in place by the HSE to assist the families affected by the scandal such as the liaison team, as well as resource centres with a person in charge of funding to assist with supports. While initially this seemed promising, many have had to fight for funding for things like counselling and extra educational supports. Struggling with poor mental health, low income and more, these families are in no position to repeatedly argue their needs, especially when told these supports would be freely available. Many, if not all of the families, can provide information showing how badly they were affected, for example, Garda reports, pictures and witnesses. Why should the families have to go through more trauma and pain when it's abundantly clear that the families suffered greatly from the scandal and continue to suffer daily? The families have been repeatedly lied to by the government. Many are unable to get answers from local TDs or others within the government or HSE. The State Claims Agency has prolonged a promised payment 3 separate times, on each occasion requiring a new authority to be signed. The families are beyond frustrated and feel completely let down. Through no fault of their own, they are in this position. Yet the families continue to be treated very poorly by all involved. The families have contacted everyone possible to address these concerns and are repeatedly ignored. These families are struggling in every way, especially the children, some who are now adults, that were neglected while with CAMHS. Who is standing by them? Who is helping them? Even though there have been apologies by the HSE and government, the affected people have not only received limited help, but they've also been lied to over and over again. Please, we need your assistance and support. Yours faithfully, the Kerry CAMHS Family Support Group Parents.
That's Mary Gallagher voicing the letter there from the Kerry CAMHS Family Support Group. Not happy at all with a number of different things. Seeking clarity on a number of different issues, seeking for family members to be included in the redress scheme, wanting clarification as to why changes have been made with the initial amount of money being offered and why changes are being made to the overall address, the redress scheme, and wanting an improvement in services. They say they still have to fight with the services that they were told they would get freely, to recognise the heartache, the pain, the trouble, the over-medication that they've already been through. We'll see what the response will be from the HSE and from the Department of Health in relation to those calls, and the State Claims Agency as well. And they don't want to go down the adversarial route of going to the High Court, but feel they're being pushed in that direction, which is not an easy road to go down, because they'll have to defend themselves and they may have to face claims for legal costs as part of that road as well. Seems clear, whatever way you cut it, whatever way you accept what the families are saying or not, that this, the redress scheme as outlined and the provisions put in place as outlined to try and address the damage done is simply not working. It's taking too long, too many changes are being made for the families' liking.